Chapter 42. Numacera Sector. 5 days after the siege of Inusutur.
For the first time in as long as she could remember, Ivari Chalas, former governor of Hedoral Prime and emissary to the Imperial Ruling Council, was free to do as she pleased. The hardest part about escaping Sallust had been swaying Captain Citeron. The man had been surprisingly slow to permit Ivari to take the blame for Prelate Verger's murder, even slower to accept that Ivari's disappearance, not her death, which would leave contravening evidence, was the best means to erase all doubt as to her responsibility. Surely no one would be surprised by her traitorous flight from the scene of her ghastly crime. The old man loathed her. He doubtless still wanted her dead. But his priorities were his crew and his desire to return to the comforts of his academy, perhaps not in that order. And the more incompetent Verge appeared, the more attention would be diverted from Citeron and the Herald to Ivari herself. She had won the blind eye she needed to seize a fresh shuttle and depart, all using an argument barely plausible enough to pass muster. Here's to the malleable brains of guilt-ridden old men, she thought, and raised her canteen to the million stars beyond the cockpit of her ship. She thought of her last drink, her last real drink, back in Captain Ivan's quarters, after the campaign on Mardona III. She thought of the company she'd kept, and her mood curdled. She could have told Namir in her message that she'd saved him and his whole company by forcing the Herald out of Sallust's atmosphere. But what difference would it make? Let him think of her as he would. She owed him a farewell and nothing else. Now she was done with Twilight Company. She was done thinking about Twilight Company. She'd invested too much effort and emotion into those people and received only pain in return. She felt a tingling in her throat, the familiar start of a coughing fit. She made her body rigid, hissed a breath through her teeth, and forced it down. The rebels were no longer looking over her shoulder, terrified she might betray them. The Empire was no longer sending spies and political officers to keep her prisoner in her own home. Since leaving Sallust, she'd spent the last handful of days ensuring her security and anonymity, trading the Herald shuttle for a civilian starcutter, draining the off-world financial account she'd set up years before, doing everything she should have done months earlier on Hedoral Prime before being forced to turn to the Rebellion for aid. She had neither authority nor wealth, but she was free. She had all the tools she needed to build a new life. She just needed to decide where to go next. She had told Namir once that all she really wanted was time to sculpt, reasonable comforts, and a measure of respect. Maybe that was still true. She could find herself a forgotten little world at the edge of known space, something like her own homeworld, where she could afford a patch of land and provincial luxuries. She could pay children with treats to fetch her clay and spend her days relearning her craft. She had been a good artist once, before Count Vidian had taken her from the Colonial Academy and redirected her talent for visualization. She could be a good artist again, hidden on a planet beneath anyone's notice while the rest of the galaxy fought and burned and fell into chaos. What was the name of Namir's homeworld? She could sell a few technological trinkets there and be set for decades. Crucible. Ivari tapped at the ship's console and began searching the Navi computer for coordinates. As she did, she sipped her water again, imagined dampening a lump of clay and shaping it beneath her fingers. With enough time, she could fill her own gallery. A gallery no one would ever bother to come see. There were many reasons people might seek her out. Her schematic of the Empire's logistics, the secrets of Alliance High Command, but a viewing of her artwork was not among them. She smiled bitterly at the irony. She possessed information men would sacrifice armies to obtain, yet she was choosing to retire to a galactic backwater. There were other options open to her. She could find buyers for her secrets despite the risk. She could play all sides in the Civil War. Not just the Rebel Alliance and the Empire, but the Crimora, unaligned worlds. She could become a power broker, operating in the shadows but grudgingly respected by those who knew her name. Respected by the self-declared rulers of the galaxy at last. It was tempting. Of course it was tempting. It was past time her detractors understood what she was capable of. She drummed her fingers on the console, drew in a long breath, and winced as the air touched the scars inside her throat. She had decisions to make, a new life to build. But there was no rush.